Hello, everybody. It's time for Talks About Tech Weekly. I'm your host, Michael McAndrew.
And I'm Kevin McAndrew.
So, this is episode 19, recorded on the 12th of February. And we have, basically, we're on midterm break now. So, yep. Over the next week, you'll see a lot more activity on the website. I would just like to thank everybody again who watched the live stream. Who watched the live stream when we were at the
Crest Awards, first
Lego League.
Oh, yeah,
and
sorry.
We actually did a live stream at the Crest Awards as well in the Helix in Dublin. So that was, thank you very much to everyone who watched it. I know it was on during the day and it was during the week, so probably not a lot of people were able to watch it. But thank you everyone who did. So this week was kind of a very, very busy and big week in technology. I'm just going to talk to a bit about Acta. Now you probably already know a lot about Acta. What it is basically is, what does it stand for again?
It stands for, the Anti-Counterfeiting Trade Agreement.
Right. So what it's trying to do is take down anything that's copyrighted, that's illegally being used. For example, pirated music and things like that. But it is similar to SOPA and PIPA in America.
Except for that it's on a global scale.
So, yeah, the United States have agreed to it. South Korea have, Japan... Ireland have actually agreed to it as well, but I was actually just reading an article that just was posted a few hours ago. There's a load of countries that are now dropping out of it and saying, I didn't know I was agreeing to this.
Yeah.
And so it looks like there's been a lot of protests towards this and things like that, and it looks like it has worked, basically. What it is, they have their own website, so you can check that out. It's stopacta.info. And
okay, that's a great website for promoting ACTA.
Yeah.
yeah.
So, basically, since spring in 2007, 39 countries have actually agreed to this, including the member states of the EU, United States, Japan, Canada, South Korea, Australia, Mexico, and there's a few other countries in there as well. So it's just trying to enforce copyright and tackling counterfeit goods. So that is basically what it's trying to do. Leaked documents show that one of the major goals of the treaty is to force signatory countries into implementing anti-file sharing policies under the form of strong criminal sanctions. So basically what they're trying to do as part of this is to stop people file sharing over the internet and things like that, which is going to suck.
So that is pretty
Dropbox,
much...
Dropbox.
Yeah.
Even iTunes is kind of a way of file sharing.
What about what about Bump?
Bump would be another,
because
share between different devices.
Oh yeah, okay.
It would definitely be. So that is.
What about? Wait a second. Sorry. What about Gmail? And email, so you can send.
So like attaching files to an email.
Mm-hmm.
Like you can attach any file to it, like a music. They're probably looking at music files and things like that, because you can just send, if you like a song, you can send it to basically other people's phones through Bluetooth, which a lot of people do. You can also send it through email, as Kevin said. And what ACTA is trying to do is they're going to try and get people to buy the music themselves rather than asking their friend for it. And that's really, really bad.
Yeah.
And I can see why a lot of people are angry, and now countries are realizing what this is. This was done kind of secretly. And the countries that have actually agreed to this are now seeing what it's actually all about, and they're actually trying to get out of it.
Yeah.
So, that is not... So, basically, I think it's safe to say that it probably will not go ahead now. Because the countries have kind of protested against it, and they've actually... with the protests, the countries that have agreed to it are realizing its true capabilities, the true meaning of why it's there. I'm not going to talk any more about that. And we might as well actually move on to a leaked phone. Anyone who's in Ireland may know well the Samsung Galaxy Mini, because it has sold like hotcakes in Ireland, because it's affordable, it runs Android, and it's got reasonably good specs.
And it's pretty good value for what it is as
well.
Yeah,
it has a 3.14 inch screen.
Yeah.
It's got a 600 megahertz processor, which is snappy. And it has Android, and that's the main kind of feature of it. It also has a 3 megapixel camera, and it's very, very cheap over here in Ireland.
Yeah, so, well, the only thing that isn't great about it is the size of the screen, but that doesn't really matter, because most people don't really like massive screens in a phone. They're just, like, small, and all you have to do is just take it out of your pocket.
So, basically, there has been a leak of a sequel to the Galaxy Mini, supposedly called the Galaxy Mini 2, and GSM Arena have, I think they've put together the leak. They say that it will actually be coming out probably later on this month.
Yeah,
which would be very exciting. It will have HSDPA, which is like 3.5G. So it's up to 7.3 megahertz per second, megabytes per second, data speeds. So it'll have a 3.3-inch HVGA TFT display, which I believe is 480 by 360 pixels, which is improved on the screen of the Galaxy Mini. So they're doing that. They're going to be putting gingerbread on it. Obviously, it's a lower-end phone, so they would be putting ice cream sandwich on it.
Yeah.
It probably, the 800 megahertz processor that they're going to put in it would not support ice cream sandwich anyway. It'll have 3 gigabytes of Intel internal storage, which is much improved on, like, it was very, very small amount of internal memory that was in the old device, but you could put SD cards
in it. SD cards, yeah.
Yeah, we'll have the 3 megapixel camera, which is fine. And
sorry, camera.
Yeah. So that is pretty much the specs of the Galaxy Mini 2. This could be another massive success. It looks nearly the same. It has a slightly bigger screen. It has kind of Galaxy S style buttons, so it has a physical home button in the center that you can just press to go home.
Oh, yeah.
And it has two capacitive buttons, the back and the menu button. So they're going the similar, you know, they're trying to keep the style the same on all the Galaxy phones. The back has that kind of curvy thing coming out the end of it.
Yeah.
I'll see, can I actually bring up a picture of it here?
I love the capacitive buttons, because the physical ones, after a little while, they start to kind of, you know, they tend to not work. You know, they're not very responsive. But with the capacitive, they don't really wear away. So, especially on my iPad, a few days, I've had it for a year now, something, a bit more, maybe a year and a month or a year and 2 months. But I noticed that the home button wasn't working. But I kind of noticed it, because I don't use my home button anymore with gestures. But luckily that gestures has come out. I probably would have to get either a new iPad or maybe not even use it, because the home button
button repaired. Yeah, so capacitive are really, really good. And I love the way that ice cream sandwich is actually going towards actually having the buttons on the screen.
Yes,
which is even better than capacitive buttons.
Yeah.
So, yeah, capacitive buttons. I just popped up the image there. of it, and it is, you know, it has the capacitive buttons, and the original, it has all physical buttons.
Yes,
and I think that
does.
Is, I think capacitive buttons actually cost a bit more to manufacture and to put on the device, so that's probably why they didn't go capacitive in the first place. You may know that Apple shares have actually reached an all-time high.
It's incredible how
I checked up, it was like $493, and they're going up. And I reckon that they will hit $500 this month.
Per share.
Yeah. The Street website had a poll, and I'll just say, I believe the results were 1,172 votes for definitely the stock is on a tear and will reach $500. 143 votes said, 143 people said that nope, I see a sharp drop coming.
Okay.
And 774 votes said 500, try $600. So,
okay. Yeah.
Well, I actually voted myself on definitely the stock is on a tear. And people are saying, it's so high, it has to start going down. Well, there's another option, going up. You know? It's definitely going to go up even more. But then what comes up must go down.
Yeah. So it might go down.
You know,
or
but this month
I
would say it'll definitely reach
500. Yeah,
definitely. So yeah, that was just a quick story.
It's the iPad 3.
So there's been a lot of rumors and speculation about the iPad 3 coming maybe this month, maybe coming next month, a smaller model. Blah blah blah.
Coming in summer.
So
coming in a few years' time.
I mean, people have been since the original iPad. People have been rumouring that there is there's going to be a 7-inch iPad, and it'll be coming later on this year. Well, okay, these rumours have come up again, and what they're saying is, will Apple release a 7-inch tablet in 2012, maybe later on in the year? And, well, the main speculation, basically, is when, if an iPad 3 will come out, and...
And when.
And when. So it's almost, I would say... They could change, you know, they normally have kind of a once a year thing that they do it at the same time every year.
Yes.
So last year they came out with the iPad 3 in February.
iPad 2, sorry,
in February. But people are saying that they might do it in April this year.
Okay.
They might change it around to April, just a month later to get it kind of finalized, but it could be this month as well. But we would probably know, they would probably have sent out the invites by now if it was in February.
Yeah.
So that's basically the main kind of speculation.
Yeah.
But
so, do you think that, like in your opinion, do you think they'll bring out a 7-inch tablet?
No, because when they were announcing the iPhone or the iPad 2, Steve Jobs said that he doesn't like the 7-inch form factor because the applications wouldn't be able to run to their full capabilities. And I agree with that. I think that he's right. I mean, 7-inch tablets are great, and I have nothing against them, but what he's saying is, Apple would just be porting the iOS platform for the iPad onto the 7-inch tablets.
Yeah.
And really all the applications for the iPad are designed for the 10.1 or the 9.7-inch display. So yeah,
it's
if 9. That was going
7.
Yeah. If I oh, if okay. that was going to the 7-inch display, it would not, you know, be running. It would be a lot, everything would be a lot smaller. And it wouldn't run as nicely as on the bigger display. So I don't think we will even be seeing Apple doing it in the near future at all.
Yeah.
Maybe 1 or 2 years. I mean, the iPad is still quite a young device.
Yes.
It's quite a new device. Yeah. You know, it's only been out for 2-3 years now. And Maybe later on down the road,
they might do that.
But you see, Steve Jobs is still in influence over Apple. He probably has a plan where Apple are going to go, and until that plan ends, I would reckon that they won't be coming out with a smaller iPad-like device. That's my opinion, but there are a lot of journalists out there who are saying there will be a 7-inch tablet. So this is just complete speculation, a rumor.
Yeah.
There's nothing to actually indicate that they will. No real physical evidence. Although some people say that it has always been in the plan that they're trying to get a 7-inch tablet, but the way that Steve Jobs in the keynote especially said that he doesn't like the 7-inch form factor kind of tells you something. So,
next story?
Yes, and this is the last story. Mm-hmm. Apple are on a suing spree again. I normally don't. It was over HTC, Samsung. They've been going after them for quite some time now. And now they're going after Google. Now, it looks like they're going after the Samsung Galaxy Nexus because it's Samsung, and that they're violating the patents that Apple have. But this time, I think they're actually going after Android 4.0. And some of the patents that they have filed that they're going against. One of them is it covers data covers detecting data such as a phone number, right? So you can detect the phone number and it'll bring up if it'll check the contacts and see if it matches, that kind of thing.
Oh yeah, okay.
In an email or web page, creating a link to that data, and initiating an action like calling the phone number when the user selects the link. Okay, so they have a patent on that, which is a very general patent. They also have a patent back, that was 1996 that they put that patent down.
1996?
Yeah, and this is 2000. Basically, it covers searching multiple sources of information through a single search interface. So that's Siri, basically.
Yeah.
Right? And then there's the one in 2005, issued October 2011. Sorry, it was issued in 2000. Yeah. Issued. The first one was issued in 1999. My apologies. Second one was actually issued in December of 2011. This next one was issued in October 2011. So it covers Apple's signature slide to unlock feature. So that's what they're going after Android on that.
Okay. And, well, that's like on every single Android device.
Well, not every single Android device. HTC down. So, there's another one, issued in December of 2011, which covers providing word suggestions while the user types on a touchscreen keyboard.
Oh, that's nasty. So they have all those, really, really general patents, basically.
And Android uses most of them. So, it's going to be, Google, what normally happens, as I said in the past, is Google comes up with some patents that Apple are violating, and then they settle on, no money, you can use my patents, I can use your patents, done deal.
Yeah.
All right, so thank you very much for watching or listening to the show. It was a very quick show, because I want to watch Y5O.
Yes.
So thanks very much for watching or listening again. Until next time. I'll see you later. By the way, check out my website, talksabouttech.com, if you don't already know about it. See you next time.
Bye.